Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good buddy Rich Galen being back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the publisher of the twice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. He's a political operative extraordinaire. He spins to the right. I'll let you figure that out. And he's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Rich, the United States, and I'm just going to use the U.S., not just the West, although we could say the West, which means Europe primarily, and the U.S., has had a very tough relationship over what, 70 years at least, if not more, with Russia, with the Soviet Union, and now Russia again. I should say Soviet Union, I guess, all the way back to World War II and Stalin. Yeah, and so I mean it's been a tough relationship, and we've had a number of different interactions along the way that were tests of character of our leaders, weren't they? I mean we can go all the way back but the one thing I remember very very well was the difference between Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. Now, do you remember SALT II back in the 70s? Jimmy Carter, and folks, please bear with us. Tell the audience what SALT II was back in the 70s.
Oh, I don't remember what it was. I remember
Strategic
SALT I,
Arms Limitation
oh,
Treaty.
Treaty, yeah.
Yeah, for nuclear. This was Jimmy Carter's attempt to look into, to reason with the Soviets, trying to reset their relationship with the Soviets, and they took him right down the primrose path, signed the treaty, and never did anything that they said they were going to do.
Yes, I think that may have been SALT I, but because when Reagan did it, when Reagan met with Gorbachev at Reykjavik. And got up and walked away because he didn't believe. Remember, that's when Reagan came up with the phrase "trust but verify."
Right.
And he said, either you do it, either you do it out in the open, or we ain't doing it. And you guys can go ahead and spend all your treasure on coming up with an anti-missile system, because if you're not going to sign a real verifiable missile reduction system, we're going to keep building them. We got a lot of money, so we'll keep doing it.
And that's exactly the difference between what Carter did and what Reagan did. Totally, Carter signed the treaty in the 70s and hoped that they would go along with it. They didn't. Reagan knew that they wouldn't, and he didn't put up with their nonsense. And consequently, thanks to him and some other leaders that we all know, they basically ended the Soviet Union in the 90s, right?
The Soviet Union collapsed under the weight of it.
Yeah. But here's something that's been talked about recently, Rich. And folks, this is at the heart of what's going on in the Crimea and in the Ukraine right now. What hasn't been talked about, I hadn't heard it in a long time, the humiliation of the collapse of the Soviet Union. Putin, as an example, the leader of Russia, and others over there, they're still humiliated about what happened with the Soviet Union, aren't they?
Oh, sure. I mean, but as if you turn it around, so would we be.
If we were
cut off from Europe and people.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing it to ourselves. I mean, we are being cut off from Europe.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens as this thing moves forward. But none of it's good for, certainly not politically, for Barack Obama or the Democrats, but that's, I think, where we're beyond that at this point. But it's really dangerous for the United States, and it's dangerous for Europe. I just read this morning that Germany, for instance, gets 40% of its gas and oil from Russia. How would you like to have Russia as your prime support supplier of one of your most basic needs? I mean, they're not a they're not a good supplier.
Well, the reason I brought up,
and that's where we've gotten ourselves.
The reason I brought up the humiliation of the 90s, of the fall of the Soviet Union, this, I wanted to point out to people, is something I hadn't really been, I hadn't been that aware of. This has been seething. This is, I think this has been a long, the long game. This has been Putin's long game. He's playing a chess match here. I think he's been playing the chess match for 10, maybe 15 years. And now we're seeing you know, we're seeing the queen starting to take over a little bit on the chessboard.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a little bit like what we heard out of Germany in the 1930s.
That's what I want to come back to when we come back after these messages. Quinny Till, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.